Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. You are on Money FM 89.3. Joining me on the phone today is Mr. Kwek Kok Kwong, CEO, NTUC Learning Hub. Welcome to the show and thank you for speaking with us today. Before we talk about the initiatives and schemes that you've recently announced, perhaps we can start with a brief overview of what NTUC Learning Hub does and who it is designed for.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to this show. NTUC Learning Hub is basically a social enterprise, and we do upskill and reskill workers. We are about 15 years old now, and thus far, over the last 15 years, we have achieved more than 2.5 million training places to date. Our target audience includes the PMET, the non-PMET, unemployed, low-wage workers. And increasingly, I think we are also focusing quite a bit on the mature workers as well. And the central idea of our setup, our social enterprise, is really to transform employability so that we can eventually create a better life for our working people. But the good thing is that we are not doing this alone, and we are working within a larger ecosystem of the labor movement as well as with the government, and we help workers in both good times and bad times like now.
It is really quite challenging times right now. NTUC Learning Hub, or NTUC L-Hub, recently announced the launch of training pathways for self-employed persons, or SEPs, to acquire new competencies because of the COVID-19 outbreak. This sector of our population has really been badly hit. Can you tell us about some of these initiatives that might help them?
So essentially, during this downtime, what we have done is we have launched a couple of training programs, and the idea is really to help these self-employed persons transition. Either there are two tracks, basically. One is really to, I would call it, re-roll them or to make them embark on new roles. Mm-hmm. And the second track really is to deepen their competencies within their current field. So when we look at workers' skills, essentially, I've split them up into three dimensions. One would be the adaptive skills, i.e. the ability for an individual to adapt to challenging scenarios. Technology skills, essentially to update themselves with the current changes in technology and landscape. And finally, technical skills. So for those people who are really looking to stay in their current sectors, what we have done is we have offered broad-based programs across the adaptive and technology areas. And this could include courses like digital marketing, which is increasingly getting very popular. And the idea is to help them gain more business presence and also mindset change. I think in these challenging times, I think the ability for us to flex from one career to another, I think is important. And even within the same domain, I think our ability to adjust to business models, I think is also very important. And finally, we are a smart nation. We are so digitally equipped. Within Singapore, I think core IT skills are really important for them to thrive in a smart nation. In this downtime, I think the most sectors, I would say, are not hiring, as you would have read mm-hmm. from the newspaper. But fortunately, there are still a few sectors that could be hiring. And that includes, for example, the security sector. The healthcare sector probably needs quite a bit of assistance and help. And in some ways, because of the way we adjust our businesses now, I think people with digital skills, IT skills, might be able to find some jobs out there.
Okay, you brought up security and healthcare and identified these as sectors which could still be hiring for the self-employed persons, for the freelancers. What kind of critical skills are they going to need to have, and how quickly can they acquire those skills with the help of NTUC Learning Hub to be able to then enter the healthcare or security sectors?
I think healthcare is, by and large, a much broader sector, but healthcare as well as the security, we have identified the basic jobs. In the case of security jobs, I think essentially it might take up to about 2 weeks for them to get the basic licensing to operate as a security, and that would be the basic skill set for them to transition into jobs in this sector. And of course, there's always a placement process for them to be matched to the employers as well.
When you announced, or when NTUC Learning Hub announced some of these schemes and initiatives, we hadn't gone into the enhanced social distancing circuit breaker yet. I'm assuming that originally they would be classroom-based teaching. Have you gone online now?
Yeah, everything was pretty much face-to-face until last Friday when the circuit breaker was announced. And I think what we have done really is to adjust the way we train. So where possible, I think we will go into virtual live class where the learners would sort of lock into a, for example, either Zoom or MS Teams, and then we can teach from there. So that's for learners who are a little bit more IT savvy and IT equipped to do so. And for the other group, I think where it is not possible to do virtual live class, I think we will continue, I think within the framework of what is allowed at this point in time, mm-hmm. especially in down sectors. I think there are a couple of down sectors where we could continue to do some face-to-face, observing, of course, social distancing as well as a more stringent COVID requirement at this point in time to ensure that this personnel in these down sectors are also rendered training at this point in time.
Right.
That will include, for example, the aviation and the hospitality sectors, which we have read, I think, has been quite hard hit during the COVID outbreak over the last 2 months. And I think we are putting in a lot of efforts to help workers and companies, these sectors, to build their resilience and adapt to the new environment. Yeah.
Aviation, and what was the other one?
Aviation, tourism, hospitality, I think these are areas that I think we have been hard hit over the last 2 months. Yeah.
And some of those skills really need to be shown, and it's a bit harder to do online learning with that, I suppose.
So during this period, I think we are encouraging companies within these sectors to continue sending their workers for training outside the technical area. So they could be here to learn adaptive skills and technology skills, get themselves updated on the latest trend in technology, and also think about what are the possibilities out there in the meantime during the downtime.
Right. We're speaking with Mr. Kwek Kok Kwong, CEO, NTUC Learning Hub. Currently, the programs in place focus on business and professional skills to help trainees build sustainable, viable careers, which is important. You know, we're basically talking about upskilling. What about self-employed persons who might be a little bit displaced now? When you talk about retraining them and reskilling them, are you hoping that they will continue in a new career choice even after we go back to our old normal?
So again, back to the original point, I think there are always two tracks. Mm. One track is really if they choose to stay in their current jobs, I think it is to leverage on technology to propel their business to greater heights once the economy recovers.
Right.
For the other group, I think essentially there could be options for them to relook at new possibilities, new career possibilities. But for the first group, essentially what we are trying to do is we are offering a huge slew of business and professional skills, for example, working in diverse environment, adapt to change, implement business ideas, problem solving, e-commerce, campaign management, fundamentals of data protection, things like that. Things that maybe, you know, while they're busy doing their self-employed career, mm-hmm. they may not have time to really dive into such courses, but I think during the downtime, I think it's a great time for them to learn something new. And hopefully that can help their business when things recover.
Right. Okay. It hasn't been that long since you announced these new initiatives, particularly to reach the SEPs. What has the initial response been to the schemes and the new options for training and upskilling?
Yeah, so I think we've spoken to a couple of them, I think, during our soft launch. And essentially, I think it's heartening and to note that many of our trainees have remained relatively positive, and they have kept their minds open to upgrading their skills, and that's great news. And many of them really want to learn something like, for example, you know, SkillsFuture in the digital workplace, software development courses, basically areas in the IT area that they think, you know, that can really improve their job prospects and work prospects when things recover.
Actually, some of that sounds pretty good to me as well. Maybe I should look at your courses.
Yes, please do. Yeah, we definitely welcome you at any time. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. We're speaking to Mr. Kwek Kok Kwong, CEO at NTUC Learning Hub. NTUC Learning Hub is, you said you've been around for quite a while. You've trained quite a lot of people. You've given them new skills. Now, a lot of people are saying that with COVID-19, when we come out on the other side, there will be a change to the way people work. There will be a change to what is required for people, what skills they need to have from that point on. This is a growing opinion. Do you agree with that opinion? And how does NTUC Learning Hub respond to that if those changes indeed do happen?
I think for sure, I think the way we deal with things a lot more digital. For one, a lot of our meetings are now conducted on digital means, virtually. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen, I think, in future as well. I think once we get used to it, I think some of us might choose those meetings to complement the face-to-face meeting. I don't think it will 100% replace all face-to-face engagement, but I think it will become a bigger part of our life looking forward. So that's one change that would happen. And the second change that would happen is probably is a constant reminder for all of us that I think that the world is being disrupted not only by technology, but this time around by a biovirus that's really affecting our lifestyle and changing the way we do business and the way we run our life. And one thing for sure, I think it reminds us that, you know, we have to learn constantly now, you know, either to deal with technology changes or to deal with disruptions like that. So being single-tracked, I think, will be bearing a high risk to our ability to pivot from one career to another. So therefore, my pitch is that looking forward, a lot of us would have to learn more regularly than before. Mm-hmm. The joke I always say is that 30 years ago, I tell myself I have to learn every 3 years. 20 years ago, I told myself to learn every 2 years. 10 years ago, I said I have to learn every 1 year. Now, I just feel I have to learn very regularly now just to catch up with all the technology changes, the changes to business model and the way we do things and run our life.
So you're saying in the long term, we really just need to constantly be upskilling ourselves as we go through the years.
Yes, I would say that would be one of the things that I would encourage people to do and remind ourselves. I coined the term that learning is going to become really a new daily essential.
I hope my boss isn't listening because he's going to put this in my KPIs next. Everybody has to do a course every year.
My encouragement to people is that you don't have to learn big things every day. Just learn a bit a day. I think collectively through the years, you'll become a lot stronger in picking up new skills. And that would be my tip for the day. Yeah.
I think that's actually excellent advice for us. Even if COVID-19 was not what we were facing right now, just always constantly learning and picking up things as we go along is not a bad idea.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, before I let you go, there has been a concentration on the SEPs and the freelancers. How do you think their sector, that sector of, you know, the gig workers, will be impacted coming out on the other side as we look to recovery? Is it going to change for them as well?
Gig sector, I think for sure, I think they'll be impacted somehow. But I think there'll be new opportunities, for example, especially in the digital front. So if we can, again, do things, market ourselves as a gig worker, market ourselves more strongly so that we can get the jobs that we want to do, I think that will definitely bring the gig economy further.
All right. As long as we continue to upskill ourselves, is what you're saying.
Yes, for sure.
All right. We've been speaking to Mr. Kwek Kok Wong, CEO at NTUC Learning Hub. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. This was The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.